It's here and now. Ukraine is taking its first steps towards forming a new government after protests forced the country's president to flee. The parliament in Kiev named a new prime minister today. His name is Arseniy Yatsenyuk, and one of the first things he said was that his country does not want a fight with Russia. But he also insists Ukraine will not accept the secession of the southern Crimea region, where most of the population speaks Russian. In that part of Ukraine today, armed men seized government buildings and raised the Russian flag over them, and there was talk of some sort of referendum that would declare the region's autonomy from Ukraine. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
If an illustration were needed of how divided Ukraine is at the moment, well, you couldn't get clearer than this. Here outside the Crimean parliament in Simferopol, rival demonstrators have gathered all day. On one side, the majority ethnic Russians here waving Russian flags and calling Crimea part of Russia. On the other, ethnic Ukrainians and the Muslim Tatars shouting Crimea is Ukraine. Police lines separate them and there have been frequent scuffles. Crimea straddles Ukraine's ethnic, political and linguistic fault lines. The base of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, it has autonomy within Ukraine. But some here want more.
They want to forbid Russian language. They don't want us to speak Russian, to live in our own country. They will destroy our monuments and they will kill step by step all Russian people.
Among the protesters is retired English professor Olga Kozachuk. She's been outside in the bitter Crimean wind all day, so we decide to retreat to the warmth of her family home.
I hope you're not afraid of dogs. We have a big dog. You see?
Ah. Does your dog speak Russian or Ukrainian?
Only Russian.
The ethnic groups live side by side in Crimea, on the whole peacefully, but with an undercurrent of tension for years, becoming an occasional flashpoint. Olga and her husband Igor have lived in the region since 1978, and over a cup of strong Russian coffee, she tells me her story, a typical one from Soviet times.
I was born in Russia, in Tver. I was brought here when I was 2 years old, and I lived here all my life. I finished school, I finished university here. Everything was okay.
How do you feel about what has happened to your country in the last week or so?
Terrible things happened because these fascists come to the power. They are mainly from the Western Ukraine. We know that what they did during the Second World War, they killed a lot of people because they think that they're higher race and we are lower race. They don't pay attention to the eastern regions. I don't think that it's democracy because they want to press our freedom to speak our own language. They don't want to develop our culture, our religion, because they want to dominate in everything.
How can this situation be resolved? Because you have a country that is very, very split now.
Crimea is a special region. Even when the Soviet Union collapsed, we stayed with Ukraine, but didn't want to stay.
So are you saying that it was a mistake for Crimea to join Ukraine in 1954?
Of course. Ukraine should give our region, Crimea, back to Russia. All the time we were very close links with Russia. But now they want to destroy everything, to make enemy from Russia.
Do you think that the Republic of Ukraine should exist?
No.
You think this country should not exist?
No. It should be separated because we will quarrel, we will struggle, we will fight all the way.
What do you want Russia to do now?
I pray that Putin will send their troops here into Crimea and separate us from this other part of Ukraine because they're just enemies.
Back at the protests, the other side, pro-Ukrainian, is just as defiant. Any attempt by Moscow to flex its muscles here will be firmly resisted by those who believe a united Ukraine can emerge from this darkness. When the interim Ukrainian president warned of the risk of separatism, he was talking of Crimea, a small, divided peninsula, now at the centre of a geopolitical struggle.
That report from the BBC's Mark Lowen.